and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. It's the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 4th of January, 2008. It's the birthday of Sir Isaac Newton, born in Woolsthorpe, England, 1643, the inventor of calculus, who solved many mysteries of physics involving light, optics, gravity, and motion, and who himself always gave credit to his predecessors. He wrote in his journal, "If I have seen further, it is by standing on the shoulders of giants." It's the birthday of Jakob Grimm, born in Hanau, Germany, 1785, who, along with his younger brother Wilhelm, collected over 200 German folk tales of the early 19th century, published them in 1812 as Grimm's Fairy Tales, including Sleeping Beauty, Little Red Riding Hood, and Snow White. It's the birthday of Gao Xinzhen, born in Gansu, China, 1940. Educated in Chinese schools before the revolution, was once forced to burn a suitcase full of manuscripts when he was sent to a re-education camp. Started writing again after his release, but his plays and stories still aroused concern from party officials. In 1986, his play The Other Shore was banned. He fled the country, settled in Paris, where he still lives today. In addition to his plays, he's written the books Soul Mountain and One Man's Bible. And in 2000, he won the Nobel Prize for Literature. Here's a poem for today by Maria Mazziotti Gillen, entitled Donna Laura. Donna Laura, they called my grandmother when they saw her sitting in the doorway, sewing delicate tablecloths and linens, hours of sewing bent over the cloth, an occupation for a lady, Donna Laura, with her big house falling to ruins around her head, Donna Laura, whose husband left for Argentina when she was 24, left her with 7 children and no money, and her life in that southern Italian village, where the old ladies watched her from their windows so that she could not have taken a breath without everyone knowing. Donna Laura, who each day sucked on the bitter seed of her husband's failure to send money and to remember her long auburn hair. Donna Laura, who relied on the kindness of the priest's housekeeper to provide food for her family. Everyone in the village knew my grandmother's fine needlework could not support 7 children, but everyone pretended not to see the housekeeper carrying food to Donna Laura each day. Even when she was 90, she still lived in that mountain house. Was her heart a bitter raisin, her anger so deep it could have cut a road through the mountain? I touch the tablecloth she made, the delicate scroll work, try to reach back to Donna Laura, feel her life shaping itself into laced patterns and scalloped edges from all those years between her young womanhood and old age. Only this cloth remains, old and perfect still, turning her bitterness into art to teach her granddaughters and great-granddaughters to spin sorrow into gold. A poem by Maria Mazziotti Gillen, Donna Laura, from Italian Women in Black Dresses, published by Guernica Editions, Incorporated, and used here by permission on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org, and by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Katrina Cicala and Ella Shavonik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.